Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. So I am surrounded by three very intelligent young ladies who have created this thing called Make It Your County. It's a brand new brand initiative, and we're going to talk to these ladies about how this came about and how we're going to use it. Molly Rose is with us. She's with the Chamber of Commerce. There's old Caroline Floyd. She's been over there with York County Economic Development for a number of years. And new to the Straight Talk table, Mala Michelle Osborne, who's the Director of Marketing for Visit York County. So as we always do, we're going to go around the table and do some introductions. So we're going to start first with you, Molly. Go ahead.
Sure. So like you said, my name's Molly Rose. I'm the Communications and Brand Strategist at the York County Regional Chamber, and I've been there for almost a year and loving it.
1 year.
1 year.
One whole year.
I came from United Way, so I've been in York County for quite some time.
All right. She's a mom. She's a working mom, like all these ladies are. And we had a great topic here. We're not going to get into it right now. It's about the proposed baby bonus. We figured we need $50,000, not $5,000.
Yeah. Okay. That was off record.
It was off the record, yeah. But it was fun. So tell us a little bit about Caroline Floyd.
Caroline Floyd. So I've actually been with York County Economic Development for 10 years.
Golly, dang.
Which is really hard to believe. But, again, born and raised in Rock Hill, and have learned so much being in that department. Love being a part to see our community grow. So,
and you guys have done a great job making it grow.
Yep, yep.
A lot of new industries, a lot of new jobs, and people don't understand how important it is to have that industrial base here and active, because that's where the tax revenue comes from. Okay, last but not least, we bring in Michelle Osborne. Tell us about you.
Hi, I am the Director of Marketing and Communications with Visit York County. I've been there for about 3 months, so it's fairly new.
I'm glad you found your way to Substation 2.
I've lived here for a while. I'm just new to the York County workforce.
And when you talk about Visit York County, It is the county's effort to bring lots of people here for all different kinds of events, like the Adidas Women's Tournament, which is here. If you want to see a lot of people, go down to the Sports and Events Center and just walk in there and watch all those women playing basketball, all the fans. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them here. Is there a hotel room available in York County right now?
It might be slim pickings.
Well, that's what it's all about. Okay, so who wants to start off in telling me how this whole thing called Make It York County, look at that. They're looking to the senior member of this table.
Yes.
It makes you feel any better. I'm a lot more senior than you are.
Well, Kate. No. I think that I sat in this seat. It's almost been 2 years ago, Manning. Actually.
2 years ago.
Yeah, so this took a little longer to get off the ground, as these things do if they're being done right. And when anytime you're bringing three entities together with crossover leadership and different people to report to, sometimes you can run into some snags. But in that 2 years, we made a lot of effort towards collaborating and working together, which honestly is the biggest part of something like this. The hardest part to do is actually working together. Not saying you're doing it, Manning, but doing it. So
did somebody one day just say, you know what, we don't have a clear branding message for who we are here in York County, and somehow we've got to bring some people together to figure out how this is done? Is that how it came out?
Yes. Similar conversations, that was one of them. Also, I found that I'm calling Visit York County for things and the Chamber for things, and we each have limited budgets, and we're like, why aren't we sharing our resources? Our marketing dollars are slim pickings, and how are some ways that we can work together? So it was a couple of different conversations related to that, and how do we package ourselves as a county because we are diverse.
So a couple of years ago, somebody in some conversation somewhere, somehow,
yes,
said, you know what, we haven't got a clear brand as to who we are, but I know we can't figure it out ourselves in this department, and we certainly don't have the resources. So let me call my buddy Molly. Or let me call my buddy Michelle. Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't even here.
I wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I jumped right in and helped when called upon now, though.
All right, so we had our first meeting somewhere, somehow, someplace. And what was that meeting like, if anybody can remember? You know, was anybody here besides you, Caroline?
Yeah. So I think that, yeah, so the others had transitioned out that were in marketing roles with the Chamber and Visit York County. But I'll say the torch was handed over, so it didn't lose momentum. So, yeah, I think I'm the lone ranger at this point, but Molly and, like, Michelle have jumped right in and taken it away.
And to kind of touch on that, so I joined in July, and that's really when this visual brand came to light, and we approved it, and that's really when I think the momentum went from, you know, slow to fast, and so I got to join in on the fun part.
Okay, so it was clear from all three organizations we did not have a really identifiable brand. So where did Make It York County come from? We all just sitting there, you know, throwing stuff up on the wall to see what would stick. What?
So we did hire a consultant that helped us with initial process, and they were out of Greenville, and they did various things. You know, came down, visited, listened to each different organization, took notes, did audits. So they presented us with a good bit of information that we needed to have. And that third-party perspective is very crucial when you're taking on an initiative like this. So then it translated into a creative process from there with that information, which is where we were in February before the soft launch with the Chamber, which Molly can kind of speak to that. But that was our soft launch, and then we're kind of rolling it out slowly.
So the consultant gives you all this wonderful information, but they didn't give you the brand. They didn't give you Make It York County.
No, they did not.
So whoever was involved in this process at the time,
mm-hmm.
going through all this, somebody somewhere threw out, well, why don't we make it in York County or Make It York County? Is
right.
that basically how it happened?
Yeah, so we handed it over to a creative consulting firm in Fort Mill named Tide and Two, and they threw, you know, several ideas up on the wall based on the information they were given from the consultant, and we went from there to pick. Right. And this initiative stuck mainly because it's very easy to adopt for everyone. Make It York County, you can make it and fill in the blank to your own sentence there.
Yeah. So. It can be entertainment, it can be business, it can be lifestyle, it can be whatever. Okay.
Yep.
So we used two consultants essentially in the course of all this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And we got Make It York County.
Yep.
Okay. So that happened late last year?
So it was August, and then, yeah, the initial rollout was in February, so about a five-month period to get it to the finish line.
All right, so take me back, Molly, since you did the rollout. Is that right?
Together.
Okay, we're together, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so just tell me about the rollout, because I don't think I was there. If I was there, I forgot it.
Well, hopefully you did not forget. So what we have found during this process is all three organizations are already doing initiatives with York County, and so we've really been able to partner on initiatives that are already in our budget, already in our planning. So, for example, the annual awards in February that the Chamber has every year, the biggest, you know, business event. So that's, we thought, well, that's a perfect place to invite economic development stakeholders, Visit York County stakeholders that might not have been in attendance in the past, and launch launch our brand. So that was the thought process there. And then piggybacking on that, we just released the destination guide. So this is Visit York County spearheads this. But as you'll find, as you look through, you'll see pieces of York County economic development. And now the chamber is in this. So this already existed. And now under this partnership, you know, we're at the table as well with this. So it's just very natural process.
And that's a big full page.
Page piece. Four yeah. And five.
Page four and five. Make it your account. I hope somewhere in here I got my own copy. Do I have my own copy in here? I don't. No. Look at that. I got. I have now. Oh, I got one more thing than you do, John. There you go. All
right. But those are throughout the county, of course.
Okay. So we got these three organizations together. But this branding, to really make it effective, you almost have to make it part of the culture of the community. And that's a big, big, big step. So what are your thoughts on that? How are we doing that? You're being so quiet over here, Michelle. Would you like to jump in?
Yes, I would. Thank
go right ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah,
Don't let them bully you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Like, how do you adopt this culture of Make It York County? And I think that we have some exciting things coming that are definitely going to help our local community really adopt that culture of collaboration and thriving while living here, and, you know, encouraging small businesses to move here and other businesses to move here. Because when, you know, as Visit York County, we encourage tourism, but we also know that, you know, sometimes a tourist comes and they want to move here. And so we want to work together with economic development and the Chamber of Commerce to help, you know, make that easier for people to make the decision to move their small businesses here, because that benefits our community as a whole.
You know, we were talking before the program got underway about all the new people who are coming to York County. And there are thousands of them. I mean, who would have ever thought that York County would have a population in excess of 300,000 people now? Mm-hmm. That's better than double when I came here a number of years ago. But how do we engage this new population with the chamber, with economic development, with Visit York County, with the whole culture of what makes this community tick? Because I think most people who live here are really excited about the new ones who are coming, but we don't want the community's culture to change radically as a result of that. We are who we are, and that's why people have moved here, and we don't want to become them. We want them to become part of us. So have you all thought about that at all, or am I way out there in left field?
So at all, Manning. I'm part of, you know, a brand is storytelling, and so that's one of, if not the main component in this. And there are a million different ways you can tell a story through whatever lens you're looking through. And just like the three lenses we talked about with the chamber and our focuses in the organization. And honestly, to come, we'll have a video actually coming out soon, which does quite a bit of storytelling. And it loops in all three of the components we just talked about. You know, your quality of life, your work life, and your family. And it's going to tell the story for us. So, you know, when you talk about a brand, people tend to just think about a logo, and that's not what it is. So it's precisely what you just described, is that's the narrative and the story.
Well, that's, and really, since you all have birthed this baby, no pun intended here, how do we nurture this baby for years and years to come? Because this could very quickly lose its, you know, sizzle that it has right now. And when anybody moves on and we got a new person to come in, what's that? So how do you go about this?
Sure. So I think it's, you know, just how it began. It's all about collaboration and seeing that the initiative is for the good of the whole county, and that the point is not to replace any type of marketing or any type of slogan that different places has, because, you know, within York County are unique places, but it's to amplify and to tack on and to just collaborate even more on what organizations are already doing, or towns or cities within York County are already doing. It's to add to it, to amplify their message as well.
So do you see, as part of this initiative, where you might go, let's say you go to the city of Teekakay, mm-hmm. and say, here we are, we got all this thing, we need you to tag this on to whatever you're doing, make it York County. Or you go to, I don't know, you go to OTS Media and say, we need you to tag this thing on. Mm-hmm. We go to Winthrop University here, tag this on. So people, I don't know, people start mm-hmm. seeing this in more places than just a publication.
Right. So, for example, like Michelle said, you have the Adidas here this weekend in Rock Hill. Well, all these visitors can make it York County, pop up to Fort Mill to go to a restaurant, or pop over to York to go strawberry picking while they're here. So they can make it York County even though they came to Rock Hill. There's plenty of other things to do to market to these individuals.
So, Michelle, that's a good. I know this is all new, and you're even newer. But I mean, when you land something like Adidas, mm-hmm. would part of the process of getting them to come here to understand this slogan that you're going to see in all these materials we're going to give you, what it's all about? Mm-hmm. And we really want you to make your encounter here your county.
Yes.
And there's this to do and to see and to enjoy.
Yes, that is exactly what Visit York County does. My organization, you know, tries to get tourism to come here, and then we try to show them all the wonderful things that they can do here and what they can spend their money on while they're here. And that benefits our local economy and creates repeat visitors as well.
So when you go out on the road, which you do a lot of, to attract these things, mm-hmm. do the materials you have, basically have that slapped on there, make it your account?
Well, I don't personally go on the road.
Well, I'm sorry. what's his name, Andy?
Well, Jordan now.
Oh, Jordan.
Jordan.
Okay.
Jordan goes on the road. Yes, Andy used to. But yeah, so as the Director of Marketing Communications, my main job is to run ads and do like paid media, so people will see ads while they're here of right. places that they can go, where we run the website and we have blogs of like 10 things to do in York County when you're visiting, 10 places to eat. We do a lot of roundups and stuff like that. So we're actually running a paid ad currently for the Adidas event, and it says visiting Rock Hill, here's a list of things that you can do while you're here. So we try to get our visitors out into the community, and that, I mean, embodies what Make It York County is about.
Right, and I think then collaborating with the Chamber and with Economic Development to try to do the same with locals, right? For people who live in Rock Hill to go to Fort Mill, or people in Clover to pop over to York or Teekakay.
It would be, I think, probably a major accomplishment if you could just create the mindset about making it York County, you know? Rather than, as I say, we got so many people who get on that road, clickety-clack, and go up and work in that suburb to the north, that I'm not sure they have really the foggiest idea of what's going on right here in their home county, which they have opted to come here and live in for whatever reasons. You know, cost is less, or the school systems are better, whatever.
Right. So ideally, that would be the ultimate goal, is to basically have this campaign be the front door of the county. Right, eventually down the road, and this does take a while. You know, we had a group from Topeka, Kansas come in and give us some insight. They had a similar branding campaign, and they, you know, told us this is how long you have to stick with it.
Yeah.
I think it took them a good 5+ years,
I bet.
If not more,
I bet.
To you know, get the partners they need. So it's an evolution. It's, you got to stick with it and evolve it, and it's not something that happens overnight, kind of to your point there. But eventually it is, so that somebody can come to a, kind of a one stop and say, you know, I'm a tourist, or I'm looking for a business here. I don't really want to go on the Chamber's website, and I don't want to go on Economic Development's website, but we can come to the Make It York County page, and I can get all of the main information that I need, right? The hot points, right? All the questions. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take our mid-program break. When we come back, we're going to figure out how we're going to do this, because it's an interesting initiative that you've got going. You're going to need resources to pull it off, and that means we got to get more people involved. So You're listening to Straight Talk, of course, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rot Hill. Okay, we have very bright, intelligent ladies here. We've told them what goes on here at Substation 2. It's fresh subs and salads, 6 days a week, made right before your eyes. How they do it is what we're going to chant out together at the count of three. Are you ready, ladies? Okay, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, surrounded by brilliance around this table. Molly Rose with the Chamber of Commerce. We have Caroline Floyd with York County Economic Development. Michelle Osborne with Visit York County. And it's all about marketing, 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 and the new brand, Make It York County. So we've been up and down and all around on this thing. So how do we do what we got to do? I mean, we're talking about something that needs to be a community-wide initiative. Am I overstating that?
No.
No?
No, that's correct.
Okay. Works better when you put that in front of you.
It does.
So what are we going to do? Is the next step of this to start knocking on doors for, I don't know, some of the larger businesses in this community and say, we need help in getting this thing out. We need you to adopt it. We could use some resources to help us do this, this, this. Don't nod your heads. Go ahead, Michelle.
Yes. So we are hosting an event called Taste of Tourism that we do as our annual meeting in front of County Council. And we are planning on having our Make It York County video ready by then and demonstrating that for everyone. So that's one thing that's in the works currently.
And when is that?
May 19th.
May 19th, okay. All right, keep going. That's it?
Well, that's just one. Like I mentioned, the chamber was kind of the event. We use that as a soft rollout, and so this is the next step. And obviously we are trying to, first of all, just get people used to it, right? You got to hear something. In marketing, you kind of have to beat it. into people's heads, really.
Oh, that's exactly
and
right.
So it's more getting folks familiar with it and then adopting it. You know, you don't want to necessarily knock on doors. It's how can it benefit them? So that's what we'd like to show, how it can benefit their business, their, you know, organization. So those are the immediate steps. And of course, we'll be looking for support in that. In the way of the funding. So we are trying to look at ways that we can use our collective dollars, for advertising, for example. And, you know, we would then look to Visit York County because they are schooled on paid advertising, whereas in the I know as the county entity, I've only ever done organic. So those types of things are why we're leaning on one another, but we will need that collective support financially eventually. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting, I mean, it is. It's a very interesting brand. It's simple to understand. There's no tricks to it. Kind of fits in with everything that everybody does in York County. But you're right. I mean, as those people told you from wherever they were, this is something that has to be ongoing. You can't expect this. After all the work and time and investment you've made in creating this thing, it's just like Coca-Cola, all right? They've been around for 100-plus years, and they still pound it, because they've got new people coming in, new babies like you have around this table here. We have to teach them what Coca-Cola is all about, right? That's it. Oh, my. So besides the Taste of Tourism event, coming up in May, when you look at Football City USA, which York County is there any thought in terms of how we could take this brand initiative and work it with all of these high school teams that will be coming in here to play each other during the course of the fall season?
Well, I would say that there's a lot that can be done as far as co-campaigns go. And that might be, you know, further on down the line. But that also was, you know, something that we thought about early on is, you know, getting this adopted. And then just like Molly mentioned early on, where we're trying to help, you know, towns and cities amplify. Mm-hmm. So that is a hope. Of course, that takes additional partnership. And, yeah. Again, we're just getting this off the ground. So.
I mean,
that would be a hope.
We're sitting here on the verge of the Strawberry Festival, which is next weekend. Maybe too early for that, but maybe next year, somehow tying that in, you're going to have the Come See Me committees already talking about 2025.
Yes.
Those are two major festivals that we know about, and I imagine that's on the to-do list in terms of talking to those people.
All of the above, Manny. All of the above.
So, yeah. So whose responsibility is that? Is that Michelle's? She's awful quiet over here.
You tell me to do it, I'll do it.
We'll get it done because we're working mothers.
Yeah, I got you.
As you said earlier.
So, all right. I'm going to have a little. We got 60 seconds, right? That's all we have. Go change topics.
Oh, right?
Boy. This is all from ladies. This is not from organizations. When you heard the reaction about Washington, D.C., talking about $5,000 to encourage mothers to have more babies. This is this mother over here, Michelle, she's got three of them. Your reaction was?
You couldn't pay me to have more.
We love our children, though.
Yes.
We love our children.
We love them.
We love our children, but.
Well, as you know, when you have children, it's not about money.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Go ahead, Caroline.
Okay, and as a mom of two in college, 5,000 ain't going to get us very far.
All right, and with that being said, I thank you all for what you're doing. Michelle, Caroline, and Molly, very nice, very well done. Very interesting program, all about Make It Your County. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relaxing with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time, what it is we do here at Substation 2. Everybody should know this by now, but you know, just like Make It Your County, it's a brand and we got to keep it up. How do we do it at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow on Monday. Bye.